Hey, y'all. It's me, the Buzzin' Bee for Vibrant Society Crew Podcast. We hope you all enjoyed your holiday last week. We are back per usual with another episode, so let's not waste any time. Enjoy!
Whoa, now. It's your boy, Jay Delachey, coming to you in this business again for the month of November. It's the 30th, and we're giving you another show of Vibrant Society Crew. Motherfuckers, we back and could not let you go out of this month without a show. God damn it.
Six.
I got to go ahead and holler at all of my people in the building.
It's a peep out for me. I love
peep out. We got the beautiful, the wonderful, the graceful Miss B, Buzzing BB in the right now.
Hey y'all, what's going on?
And I got my talking about me, Suave and Devin. Now, you saw y'all should see this motherfucking robe.
This nigga got. This motherfucking
red velvet, silky smooth looking.
It's the season.
Juju B in the motherfucking building.
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's going on?
How y'all doing, though?
Good. Buzzin' B, I just realized anytime you say your little, anytime like somebody says something about your introduction, you be like, you be sounding like a little B low key.
Because I have to. Come on.
I live for it.
Look at here. Today, we're going to give the people a few things, a lot of change.
A lot of crazy things.
Because
unfortunately, Greg Abbott's still a motherfucking fucking governor. Anyway, all right, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so Hot Wheels is still in the track.
Hot fucking wheels. Okay.
As we left off from the last one, we're gonna cover some beautiful reviews on Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
We gonna talk about Brian Perkins. Over at Hampton U.
Yes.
Let's see. We got some seasons recapping. Some Thanksgiving homecoming shiznannikins.
Shiznannikins.
Yeah. And we're going to holler at Fantasia, Miss New Pretty Poodle.
Yes.
Baby.
G wrote in
production.
Yes.
Baby.
So
I can't wait.
We got so much more, but you know, that's so some of the things we're gonna chop up on. So look, without further ado, let's get the party started. Amen.
Yes, yes. So I have to shout out Byron Perkins. He was on the Tamron Hall show. So a little bit about Byron Perkins. He's a student football player at Hampton University. Mm-hmm. He is now listed as the first Black HBCU player to ever come out in history. And so, yeah, like that's really big. Cause,
come out,
you know,
as
that, like that, that's like big.
Oh, he came out.
I'm on this football team and I'm out. And
damn.
You like going against all the Black grain, and I'm here for it.
That's like,
I know I'm here for that
changing
shit.
The whole stereotypical aspect of coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's so handsome.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
He handsome.
Niggas can't spell that shit.
They can. Handsome.
It's H-A-N-D-S-E-M. Handsome.
Sim, like S-I-M.
I am like Sim.
Like
Sim's
the
game.
Like the Sim game.
Like
all right.
Oh, I missed that
all
so
right.
much. Anyway.
They still got it anyway.
I know they still got it, but I'm not trying to put out it on this computer. Anywho.
crash.
Okay, look, crash and burn. Sparks.
Not sparks. Wait, watch the sparking. Sorry.
But for real, like I'm really, really proud of him for having the courage to do that. Because Hampton University is not a small campus.
Nope.
It's not an unrecognizable campus. A lot of people know about Hampton.
Big dog.
So, thanks. Like, for you to do that, that was some clutch shit.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how motherfuckers still having to come out.
I know.
Me too. Like, what the fuck?
Coming in.
It's still a whole thing. It's still a whole thing. Right. Meanwhile, people are trying to come into the community and try to understand the community a little bit more in certain areas. But, you know, those people are very few and far between. It's like a good probably 30%, but we're neither here nor there. So that's one thing. The other thing is that the Senate just passed yesterday. Just passed yesterday the Respect for Marriage Act, which is protecting gay marriages. So that's really, really good because y'all know we was on a chopping block for a lot of states and a lot
of course
for the United States in general, because you know they want to get rid of abortion and then get rid of us.
This is like federal.
So like they definitely trying to keep it. Supreme Court, keep it a thing, baby. Keep it a thing.
Please.
Because we need it. Because I still haven't found my African man, and he don't have to necessarily be. He don't necessarily have to be full African, but y'all know what I mean. I need a black husband with coin, and we need to be able to have us an African wedding, like Portia. I'm so proud of Portia.
Portia said, I don't care if he ugly or not.
Listen,
as long as he got a bag.
And as long as I can get my African wedding, that's how I feel, Portia. But her husband's handsome. He's not handsome, but he's handsome.
You seen that nigga bank account?
Listen, I know the bank. One thing about Portia,
yeah,
that make you gorgeous,
dude. Exactly.
And
the white nigga looking at him.
Hello.
Not a nephew.
At this rate, I need somebody that look like a younger version of Peter, just taller and with locks and muscles. And then I'll marry him. I will be on Bravo.com with my TV show.
And I promise not to come in your wedding dress like Giselle was. Anyway.
Yes, please. But it was Portia telling the girls and the kid. She told the people they had to put their phones in a lockbox when nobody taking no pictures of her wedding.
I mean,
and I'm here for
as
it.
As you should.
I'm here for you.
If this nigga
if he fuck up, it's gonna be some
shit.
I'm
gonna tell you, that bitch is gonna be like the Met Gala, nigga. Everybody gonna be in that.
Is
because
I'm gonna have some shit with a lion head on my shoulder.
Right, no. and people had the nerve to be like upset about the fact that the girl had an elaborate African wedding. I'm like, bitch. First and foremost, she married an African damn near prince. So yes, she gonna have a fucking African wedding. Secondly,
what is he? Is he Nigerian or like what is he?
I think he. Don't give me the line. I think he is.
Damn, the niggas always Nigerian.
But I'm hollering. But on top of the fact that. Her fucking baby shower was a fucking whole series. So, what y'all expected? Come on now.
Yeah.
Bravo.
I would say,
besides, it's the extra for me.
Besides Riri, Portia is probably the only woman I would break up my household for.
Yeah, I love me some Portia.
I'm gonna be.
I love me some Portia.
Lips and that ass.
Let me tell you. If Portia asked me to eat the cool cat, I probably would.
Let's talk about Shantae real quick.
Yes.
That's a
segue into the Griot Award. Not the Griot Award, the Soul Train Awards.
The Soul Train.
Shantae fucking Moore.
This motherfucker here still got it.
Baby.
You mean
vocal-wise,
looks-wise, or both?
Nigga, all of
them. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Why we gotta pick? Why it can't...
No, I'm just asking the question. I'm literally asking the question.
Everything.
Bruh,
okay.
When that motherfucker opened up mouth, I knew she was gonna hit that note.
Lady gave us a whole extra minute of the whistle. Do you hear me?
Like, can I take my glasses off the counter first? God damn. She was up there, and they talking about... trying to compare her to Mariah. Yep.
No, ma'am.
Mariah came out in the 90s. Miss Moore was out in the 80s.
Yes.
Like, it's not even the same octave. Like, it's not. They have their own lane. Like, let's not compare our women.
Period.
In their excellence. They have their own fucking lane.
Dude.
She was hitting that bitch sitting down, my G.
Period.
Come on now.
It was a sit down for me.
Yes.
I'ma just bless you real quick.
Oh, don't tell me you got it.
That's I'm just like, wait, what the hell is this?
That nigga fast.
It is.
Niggas be prepared.
And do, obviously. Wait, what are we watching?
What are we watching? Oh, he listening to it. Oh.
Oh.
By himself. Nigga, ain't nobody else.
What are we watching?
I thought everybody was handed.
I thought we were seeing things.
Nigga said, look, she that loud, you can't even hear it. The dogs can't even hear it. Look at here.
That lady saying that thing.
Look at here. So any highlights that y'all bring up?
I think that was pretty good. I think if we talking about both the Grio Awards and Soul Train Awards, I think Jennifer did a good job. I think Fantasia did a good job. The whole like little crew with Patti LaBelle on the Grio Awards was good. Cause you know they happened on the same night. I don't know why they would do that to black people in the black community, but here we are.
What was that? Was that Friday night?
It was Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday? What the hell?
Yeah, like a Monday or two. It came on during the week, if I'm not mistaken. Sunday, it was Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
I think it was Sunday.
Sunday? Okay, yeah.
What
is that?
If it was Sunday, it might have been Sunday or Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I remember after the game, we wound up watching some of it.
Yeah,
it was on the same night, though, between Saturday and Tuesday.
Okay.
In between Saturday and Monday. So it had to have been Sunday.
I was in the skies. All right, cool.
Come on, skies.
You were in the skies.
I was in the skies at the time.
Come on, skies. I was on my way
back to this
Thanksgiving.
Motherfucker. Thanksgiving was really good. Man, my flight was late, probably like an hour. Maybe like 30 minutes, like an hour. Hell no, not this time. Fuck Spirit. No, I was on Southwest this time. Fuck my bag fly free, nigga. Fuck that. No. I was on Southwest this time. I got in Wednesday at like probably like 6:30 maybe. Okay. So it wasn't too bad compared to the 9:55 I was supposed to get into that bitch, but that's another story for another time. Mm. Did go to Battle of the Bands. Saw the Greek show. You know what? No, not this year. But I'm a little upset because Southern's Kappas, they did a really, really, really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they should have got first place and they did not.
Okay.
I think Grambling's Alphas got first place.
I hate to be really biased about that, so
I know you do, but I really feel like Southern's Kappas really should have got first place and they did really good. Of course Southern beat our Grambling in Ballad Bands, we already know that. Duh.
Usual.
I ain't even
in the game.
Motherfucking usual. I didn't go to the motherfucking game, but Southern won the game. Yeah, so they doing the whole Slack championship.
They did both.
So yeah, they did. But Southern
Tulane won too.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah,
so shout out to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like this week, which is what is that? The third.
Yeah.
Is
that's a Saturday.
Championship.
Yeah. Oh, they having it Saturday.
Championship. Yeah.
It's Saturday. It's
Mississippi.
In Mississippi, yeah, they're playing JSU. Yeah.
They playing mm-hmm. Jackson State. It's gonna be so crowded.
With prime time over there.
It's gonna be so crowded.
I might have to catch that one like on somebody fucking network or some shit.
I'm streaming it.
I said somebody gotta have it streamed.
I might have to do that on ESPN
because we have our own HBCU channel now. So
nice. I didn't know
that's
that.
What's up. Yeah, okay.
I don't pay for those channels anymore. I don't pay for
that. That's what's up. Does anybody?
If you have Hulu combination, you should be able to watch.
I don't. My Hulu, not even my Hulu. My sisters.
Say, hey, we can't take it out there in the world because you know how that is.
Let's not.
Okay. They say you can get up to 5 TVs, so here we are.
There you go.
Tell me
in
how
the
many
same household.
Listen, hello. We in the same household. Amen.
Even though Netflix trying to charge you a fucking arm and a leg.
It's going to be $20 soon. But anyway,
I'm so sick of all of these streaming services and everything going up. It's so ridiculous.
Man, look, I'm just going take shit and pay for it as I need it. My season is over. I'm cutting it off.
Yeah. So speaking of streaming services, though, Wednesday.
I have not watched Wednesday yet, and I heard it's so good.
Have you watched Wednesday?
I heard it's so good.
I saw the preview today when I turned on my Netflix.
Oh my God. Y'all have to watch Wednesday.
I tell you, she's
fucking shit up.
This, I heard she is too.
This origin story of this Adams family member that we've been needing forever in a million years.
Yeah.
Oh, since eight.
Even when like Christina Ricci was doing fucking Wednesday, like man, yeah, like she was always like top tier.
This baby outdid her.
No, because I remember seeing her, she's a Disney child too. So she was on I think it's like Stuck in the Middle or some shit on Disney Channel. Unfortunately. But no, I heard she is like fucking shit up as Wednesday.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. She did a great job. I can't wait for the next season.
Yeah, so I need to watch that. I'm trying to catch up on that.
You know, girl.
Trying to catch up on that. Fucking blood and water.
Yes, Blood and Water, season 3, bitch.
I ain't watched that either.
I'm only on episode 2 right now.
I'm not gonna spoil it for nobody because I don't want to spoil it for y'all. Y'all know I love y'all too much. I'm gonna get to something that we now went to see.
So they stopped
Blood and Water.
They stopped where they left off. Right? I mean,
Good. But that Blood and Water is gonna give y'all the roller coaster of y'all.
That's just like
last season was crazy. Yeah.
Season 3 finna eat you up. Do you
this
hear me?
Is when it's bitch. Supposed to go down. So
okay. Oh yeah, season 3 up.
I'll start that first.
Yes, start that first and then work your way to Wednesday. Now Wednesday is something you can definitely watch like from day to night because it's definitely gonna be like, about a good 8 hours of watching. But then Blood and Water is gonna take you about that long, but it's a shorter season for season 3. I think season 3 only had like 5 or 6 episodes.
I'm on episode 2 right now. So
yeah, it shouldn't be that many episodes of Blood and Water. I don't think it was as long as the first 2 seasons.
That's because the fall season ending. So
but Black Panther.
Yo, man. All right, at this point, if you ain't watched it, I don't care no more.
Let me tell you something. I really don't care no more.
You better fast forward through this part. I don't give a fuck. Listen, let me tell you what told me up.
What tell you what?
Queen
Mother. Yes.
Being
a comic buff, I expected that to happen. But it did. It still sucks seeing it on camera.
I was in the fucking theater. I was at Studio Movie Girl. I was texting my best friend. I was like, bitch. I was like, not Ramonda. I was like, not Queen Mother.
Okay.
Bitch, not Queen Mother. I was told the fuck up. I was like,
wait, you muted.
You muted your shit.
Okay, go.
Because my motherfucking phone is glitching. Anyway, I was like, this is some bullshit.
iPhone, girl.
iPhone problems.
After he killed the mama.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm like, nigga, you are dirty.
Dirty as fuck.
And
even that, even the ending of it, he's still dirty as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's still fuck with it.
Like, I really hope his ass don't come back in the next one. Cause I'm going to be over his ass.
So let's fuck it up real good. When she went to, she took they brought back the flower, the lotus.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
She recreated it because the beginning of the film starts. If you haven't watched it, I honestly don't give a fuck.
Right.
These motherfuckers.
and don't.
Number one in box office 3 weeks in a row.
Exactly.
You should have saw it.
Like, you should have had your ass there. But anyway.
Especially during Thanksgiving week. But anywho.
The film starts off with the whole...
That funeral scene.
Like, beautiful funeral scene.
Beautiful funeral scene. When I tell you, them motherfuckers did that.
Man.
Did anybody else cry during the movie or was it just me?
Man, this whole film had people crying.
Yeah.
All right.
Start to finish. All right. But anyway, it starts off with the tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
Mr.
Absolutely beautiful.
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Himself.
Yes.
And Shuri's anger in her rage when she found out, which you know, he asked her to like save him.
Yes.
And she was trying so hard because Killmonger's asshole burned all of the flowers.
Bitch. Yes. Oh, you
and could have bought him back, which we know happened. But,
but we know that, right?
That was how it started. And she ended up recreating the flower. It's again in the film.
Yes.
Wind up becoming Black Panther.
Yep.
Right.
Just like the comics, I was so excited about that part.
Yes. The crazy part was when she went to the what's that land called when they go in that little whatever the little dream girl is.
When we know what it is.
When they fucking take the
herb. Yeah.
Herb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her person that she saw was not the elders, was not Chad, was not her mom.
Bullshit. Do you hear
fucking
me?
Killmonger.
I was so shocked to see.
I was too.
I was hyped too.
Bullshit. I was hyped too because I didn't know if he was going to show up in the movie or not.
Right. Nobody said anything about him being in the film. So that was pretty good.
I forgot about that.
Right.
The fact that this is why I like Black Panther and the directors and the writers so much. These motherfuckers keep up with the times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, did y'all see he had a full length fucking dreadlock?
Yes.
Yes. Like, yes.
This whole style was just.
Even Queen Fashion Mother in this sense. Queen Mother in this beautiful afro, like
loved it. Angela Bassett can like never do any wrong in my eyes. Swear to God, but anyway,
I could make my young lady.
I know that's right. But you know something? The one thing that I absolutely love was that end credit scene with that son.
Man. Yo, me too.
Y'all, that thing almost told me to fuck up.
No, it told me up because I cried. No, fuck that. I cried.
So I was like, and not for him talking like Chad for real in real life.
Nope. Girl, for real.
Nope,
though.
I cried.
So my whole thought process was like messed up because I was wondering how they would transition this movie back into a male. Not saying that she did a bad job, but
it was
so early for the Black Panther character, that you know, like we couldn't let it die with Chad,
but
you know, the character still got to live on,
right.
I will tell y'all, there is actually comic books about the child.
There is.
There is.
I have a couple
crazy
myself.
The part is, it's not the same mama. And the name is different.
The name is different.
It's supposed to be Storm's son.
Right.
But Storm and Black Panther were married.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But they changed it.
They changed it because of the whole DC and Marvel.
Yeah. Right. But
so it'll work itself out. You know what
I mean? It will. Yeah.
And it came out to be a really good thing. So because of the whole multiverse thing that we have going on, theory is that T'Challa Jr. Can fucking grow up.
He is.
At any time.
He is.
Come
back into adulthood in phase six.
I mean, because at this point, I mean, you know, they just because you said with phase six, I mean, they got to follow the comics at this point because, like, it's so, you know what? It's, matter of fact, just because you said that, like, it's so much of other shit. Getting ready to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit.
Coming out.
Like,
they got fucking Khan the Conqueror shit about to pop off.
Yep.
With fucking
introduced with Ant-Man and them.
Man, and Ant-Man and fucking Quantumanium. Yeah, I'm ready for that shit.
I'm
ready for that.
It's gonna be a great year for Marvel next year, too.
It is.
It's also gonna be a great year for. Well, I wouldn't say that though, because it's about to be a great year for them next year too. They finna be dropping some shit like flies too.
Flash, that's what I want to see.
Listen, and they have a couple different things coming out for DC, and then they also have what's his name coming back out again in new form. What's the lightning person? Shazam.
Shazam.
Yeah. So Shazam has another movie coming out. They
finally got the Superman character back.
Right.
Did it?
Yeah, they brought the boy back as Superman. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good hero villain year 2023.
I still think Marvel gonna come up on top again.
Oh, they will. They always do.
Especially they got fucking what's that motherfucker's name? Deadpool coming out with Wolverine again.
Yeah, that's Wolverine gonna be funny.
Back, so
yep. That's gonna be funny as hell.
It's rated R, so
that's gonna be funny as fuck.
Yep. I'm super excited about that shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, but ultimately, that damn Black Panther was amazing.
It was.
Yes, it is.
I'm you know what?
Because I can't wait to come out on DVD.
You know what I'm excited about, though? I'm actually excited about Creed because that shit come out on my motherfucking birthday next year.
So yeah, that's going to be pretty dope.
Hella excited about that shit.
I'm not happy with Sylvester Stallone saying that he's not even going to watch it.
Because I was like, where the fuck is his character in the movie?
It's not in the movie. He's left out of the movie.
Yeah.
Actually, he was supposed to die.
Correct.
Because he was sick and bullshit.
So
I don't know what his problem is, but
anyway. He just has a problem because he's still alive and he feels like he should be in every movie because he's still alive.
It's not gonna happen. But
anyway,
before we leave the Black Panther thing, I want to give a huge shout out to the brown Latino community.
Yeah. Yo, absolutely.
Y'all turned the fuck up with us.
We needed that. You know, no, we needed that.
This whole story was about unifying
cultures.
Yes.
Where the problem lied.
Yes.
Colonization.
Yes.
Happening amongst both of us.
Yes. Slavery.
All that shit was happening on both sides. And the fact that we all were able to unite and watch this shit together.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Fellowship, that shit was wonderful.
Because I like how they
highlighted. And the origin story of him was everything.
Yeah, I like how they highlighted, like, as far as, like, the conquistadors and all of that stuff, like, in his origin stories. Yes. Love the Mayans,
Definitely
love
Mayans. That.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Real
that
shit.
Was beautiful.
You know what I mean? And the fact that I can say this, you're welcome. You know, people said we want to incorporate and add you guys' history to
boom, there you go.
Your history is our history.
Right. Pretty much. So it's like, boom, there you go.
Like, there you go, bam. Now don't say shit else. Like, exactly. We want to be in all your shit too. We want to be in all your, what do you call them? Quinceañeras and all that shit. Call us.
Shut up. Oh, I hate you.
But I'm really curious though with the route they took with the Winter Soldier going to Captain America instead of staying in Wakanda like he was supposed to for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're gonna like what they're gonna do with that.
So you hear my theory on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So because of the end of Black Panther, as we know that Wakanda is about to go to war with America.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And we know that the Winter Soldier has a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them.
Right.
And there's also that fucking woman that was put the cuffs on the colonizer. Mm-hmm. If you remember her from the series in Captain America series, she was putting together her own little Avengers type of group.
Oh, okay.
Fake Captain America and all the mother motherfuckers.
Yes. Okay, gotcha.
They are gonna have a film too.
Was that the same?
You know what's her name? You know Falcon is also now Captain America though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, was that the same lady that was in fucking Black Widow? Was that the same one?
You talking about the one that played the witch? That's the same lady.
No, that's not.
She's
over the government agency shit.
I'm about to say Jay doesn't know which one I'm talking about. Yeah. No, that's the same one. She's I think you're talking about.
The colonizer's kitchen.
Yes. And okay.
But she also played. She also played another character in another Marvel thing too, and they thought they were slick. She played what's that lady's name? It was a character washed away real quick character though that she played like probably 5 years ago.
Interesting.
And then they bought her ass back in this character. Well, so I was like, they real good for it. But I'm wondering what's gonna happen with all these characters that have these Disney shows. Disney Plus shows right now, and I'm wondering when they're gonna start putting them in the movies, because we haven't really seen them in the movies as of yet, for real, for real.
Not for real, for real. Nah.
In short, I want y'all to think about this. I feel like they're going to use Winter Soldier to get inside of Wakanda, because he's an ally.
Yeah,
and he's not going to even know. They're going to manipulate him, and use that squad that crazy bitch is making, try to infiltrate and go into Wakanda and fucking steal the vibranium. And that's when Namor and Wakanda is going to get together again.
Yep. And go to war with them motherfuckers.
And go to war.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I can see that happening for sure. Yeah, I can see that happening. I mean, we had Homecoming also in November for a lot of people. In October going into November, Homecoming was great. We all attended PV's Homecoming together.
Shout out to PV.
It was a great Homecoming, y'all. It's a great
that
Homecoming.
That shit was lit. I don't know how much lick I had, y'all.
Yeah, PV is definitely the place to be for Homecoming. I just wish it wasn't rainy.
It was muddy because it was.
But had it just been cold, we would have been fine. But if it was like that, right, that rain mud, cold mud, sticky, nasty mud, it ruined a lot of things to enjoy and be able to like want to walk around in it.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything was rain. Great. Yeah.
Shout out to fucking Xavier Wrights. All them Xavier.
Oh, I was gonna say, how was homecoming at Xavier for student union? How was that?
Yeah.
First of all, I thought it was over because it was raining so bad. I think it was just the rain that was coming from Texas with PV shit.
For sure.
Wound up coming to Louisiana.
Right.
And they had to delay it for several hours.
Wow.
But that shit wound up clearing up. They put me out there next to Frat. Shout out to Beta Talk, the show love. And everybody still came out and partied. First of all, student union sold out. Thank y'all.
Appreciate
y'all.
Love to see that.
And it was just a fucking fire ass time.
And which is good.
History.
Which is good to hear.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Love that for you, for somebody that didn't go to school there.
Right.
Right.
Went to the rival school.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And like, speaking of which, like,
anyway.
Right. But speaking of which, though, like, they had a great homecoming. Diller had a great homecoming too.
Yeah, Diller, she was popping too.
It was just really good to just see people homecomings being what it should be, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially post pandemic in the shit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Letting the weather stop them from
not this time. Nope. Not this time. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Monica Denise, for pulling up to Dilla University's homecoming and also being at the homecoming party.
Okay.
I was like, I know that's right, Monica. I wish I would have definitely been there at that point. When I saw Monica
being held in pictures, I was at work.
Oh my God, Monica.
I was like,
come on, Monica at the treehouse.
Treehouse. She was cutting up in there, man. They had several celebrities popped up.
I know.
At the treehouse.
Yeah.
I was excited to see that we had celebrities as a part of our homecoming weekend. I thought that was.
Love it. I love it.
This was chilling. It wasn't even all the craziness.
Exactly. Like, but I heard she has a family member that crossed.
Cross what?
I'm going to say cross what?
Or is crossing.
I'm about to say crossing what?
They had, let me see who came out. They had a couple people came out. The Kappas, the Alphas, some Qs.
Any deltas?
No deltas yet. They're not off suspension yet. I don't think.
They on suspension again? Shut the.
They've been suspended since like before the pandemic.
It's like shut the f up. Clearly.
Don't even get me started.
Clearly.
That was it. I could be wrong. Some SG Rose, I think, came out.
So yeah, I think that aren't the K's doing theirs next semester?
I think so.
Beta Gamma. All right.
Yeah, but so that be that.
These musicians, bro.
With yeah, but Yeah, I mean,
we all over the place. It's okay. That's the whole point.
It's perfect. It's,
yeah, I mean, it's called the seasons be seasoning. Like,
and they do. They really do.
Doing shit. We went through fucking November, fall. Like, that's fucking summer.
That's why this is gonna be the title of that episode too. The seasons be seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cause
shout out to Juju B for making that suggestion.
Why? Thank you. But for real though, like, why are the months that we have these elaborate vacations going by so fast?
I don't understand. Oh, either
I ain't ready for 23 yet though.
I'm not either.
I'm like, we finna be in a new year like tomorrow.
Literally. But you know, this is the last day in November. That's the crazy part.
We are approaching the Jordan year though. Like, is about to be
touche. You know what?
Yeah.
Just because you said that, so since this is like the last day of November and we only got 1 month left in this year of 2022, what are y'all
2022
going into 2023? Yeah, you know the fuck I mean. Anyway,
no, I was saying you said 2022.
I'm not saying the fuck I mean. Y'all know what I mean. Anyway, they knew. Anyway, shut the fuck up. What are y'all looking forward to? Or like, what are some goals for y'all like going into 2023?
Let me think.
Right. We're gonna have a December episode too, so we might have to loop back
we are
to the question again. Okay. But I can at least give you a little bit. I know one motherfucking thing I'm doing. Leaving some shit that I had to deal with.
Listen. I already know what I'm leaving behind.
Like, just leaving. Anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, just leaving it, not complaining about it, not being upset about anything, just leaving it. That's where I'm at.
Beautiful. For me, I am working towards leaving these white people's jobs and opening my storefront. I want to
open
by the end of next year. That's the plan. I have more goals to travel more. I didn't travel as much as I wanted to.
Yeah, me either.
I'm starting the new year going to New York.
I'm getting out of here.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm starting like the year going to New York like the second week of January.
I won't be going to China because shit getting crazy over there. So
don't you do that.
Yeah.
We need you to come back to the States.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be trapped. You feel me?
Right.
I do want to get to Dubai at some point though, because
we all
I got a homie that was just in Dubai and I'm like jealous as fuck. Yeah. Jealous as the fuck.
I have some friends that work out there as teachers and counselors, actually.
Oh wow.
We can do Dubai.
I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, Bali is actually really Bali is kind of cheap from what I hear.
Bali is cheaper than a McDonald's hamburger.
Bali cheap as shit. That's what I hear.
Why are we talking about cheap shit and how angry I was that I went married to somebody?
We're not gonna talk about
y'all, and I know this gonna sound real cheap because a lot of people don't fry them. But it was one of the best deals I saw for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Frontier Airlines
deal
for $799.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. As a person that works at the passport agency, do you know how many people be flying fucking Spirit International? Okay.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah, Spirit International, nigga. Yes.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
Yes. Frontier 2, nigga. Yes.
But I'm just still stuck on this deal.
I'll be looking like shit on Instagram and stuff like, why stuff don't never happen like this? Bad shit never happened to me on a plane. I know why. Because I don't fly these cheap ass flights with these poor ass people. I would say this though.
I have flown Frontier several times and I've never
have
had
you?
I'm happy you survived.
Really?
But
I'm happy you survived too. But I would never fly Spirit ever again. Fuck Spirit. Fuck Spirit in a heartbeat. Fuck them niggas.
But they're not the same company. Yeah. They are merging to be the same company. I don't put them on the same tier.
It's like T-Mobile buying Metro PC. Nigga, it ain't fire.
It's not.
It's going to get you where you need to go. Becoming one cheap company. Like, that's crazy.
I hate spirit so fucking much. Jesus
you
Christ.
You need a spirit to go frontier. Nah.
You do. No, not you. Stupid. Dummy.
But one thing about them, they ain't charge you an arm and a leg for everything compared to spirit. Spirit charge you
for real, because water. Nigga. Spirit but fucking charge $73 for checking my bag.
But when they merge, Frontier is the one that's actually supposed to be technically buying them out.
Oh, okay.
But
technically.
We'll see how they go.
I'm gonna tell you this. I can't get on no plane that be changing engines in the mid-air.
Not no damn change.
I've been on. I could fuck with Delta. That's my favorite. United on emergencies, and I do American Airlines.
No, but I also. But why are we talking about airlines?
I would forever do Southwest.
These fucking other ones are getting high as fuck for no reason.
Like Southwest? Oh, okay.
Southwest is getting ridiculously high.
Southwest is getting higher, true.
Because let me tell you something.
They added more flights, more different.
Because let me tell you something.
But that don't mean you got to get higher, though.
Because when I went home for Thanksgiving last week, I did like that the first part of my trip. Nigga, I did that that fucking full fucking payment plan. Fuck that. Like shit.
Oh, yeah,
I did that. I did this shit through PayPal. I was like, fuck that.
I'm still paying off flights, man.
Me too. Listen,
cause that Klarna, that Klarna be that Klarna be blessing. That Klarna be blessing.
I do.
For them flights that you don't be feeling like paying for right then and there.
Listen.
Take your little $30, $100.
At this point, take your little $59. At this point, go ahead and take that, child. Go ahead.
I got shit booked all for next year, nigga.
Ah, Lorraine. Shout out to the payment plan companies. And let me tell you, I was sitting up thinking about the payment plan companies the other day, especially like places like Klarna and Afterpay, because they've been around for a very long time.
And have. They have.
And so I was thinking, like, I was like, I wonder what their pitch was when they first started pitching this company to these other companies. Like, we're gonna pay you your money up front, but we're gonna be getting our money back on the back end from other people with interest.
Effects.
That's it.
But how did you have this much startup money to even start up a business like that?
That's what I'm saying. Like
it's like a bank.
Yeah, I know, but it's crazy.
Banks don't have shit until you put something in it.
That's real.
Facts. That's true.
So somebody invested. They be investing your money.
Yeah, and just it's crazy.
Just because you said that.
About that though. I was like, that's crazy.
Just because you said that, because I'm still trying to get these Ari Lennox tickets for the Houston show.
But that's only $50.
No, them shits on Live Nation is like $130 something.
Oh, baby, let me try to resell mine. So that's what you're seeing right now is retail tickets.
This one just like
I got my bad bitch at $50.
Oh damn, I hate
I'm
you.
Just like I got my Duran Bonner ticket for $20.
Oh, I hate you. Yeah. But I said that because they got that paid with that full plan installment too, as far as on Live Nation. So
yeah, always
might be always having to get them.
And but you know they also have the same payment on Southwest right now. It's called
So I mean with Southwest, I did fucking I did PayPal with them, and they got the full by fold the full payment. You know the fuck I mean the full payment plan, whatever.
Make me laugh real good.
Yo, Southwest listen.
Student Union, you can do also the same after pay.
Just because you said that shit.
But wait, so when? But I am going to say, how is it being a business owner
seeing, and doing like, the after pay? Yes. Yes, how's that?
So here's the thing. I'm going to take your money regardless.
Right, of course. Hey.
You can't stop the payment.
Unless, right. Nope.
Like you literally have to close the account, and then even right. when you close the account, they gonna wait for you to open another one.
Exactly.
Because they go by your social. Like your accounts are attached to your social.
Right.
Unless
right.
you change the fucking payment date.
Yeah, too.
Okay.
Realistically, I'm not losing out because it may take me a little while to get all of the money.
But I'm gonna get it.
But got I'm gonna it. Get it.
That's why I was wondering, like, do they pay you all of it up front?
No. You take that percentage that they give you, and then they, you know,
and then every time they take it from the person's account, it comes to you
directly to me.
Yes, because I will be ordering my jacket. Yeah,
don't hurt me.
Fuck you for being the size that can get a
look. I got all the women's sizes.
Oh, great, because these titties need an extra large. Thank you.
But the women's jacket, that women's jacket is gonna probably fit me differently than the men's.
It has the
it will
the waistline.
Yeah, see, I don't.
That's why I said it's for these. Baby,
I don't have
these
no
titties,
ass for no curves, so yeah. I don't want no curves.
These titties gonna need an extra large. Okay, great, yeah, thanks much.
I got all. Mm-hmm. I'll keep you posted when I get to.
Please do. Please keep me posted. Thank you kindly.
No problem. Can we talk about this little pretty poodle situation?
Oh yes.
Oh,
baby, but have y'all seen the video yet of her?
No.
Doing the STM, bitch.
Ooh. I did.
Gave me life. Do you hear me? She couldn't wait.
I know she couldn't.
And I couldn't wait for her because that baby been wanting to be an S-Zero.
I need to
see
it.
She even said on her IG Live that she wanted to be an S-Zero.
Well, I need to see it.
Yeah, so I saw it earlier.
It looked good on her.
Today. I mean, it fits her perfectly. I'm going to be honest.
I bet it does.
It looks good on her.
I couldn't see her in nothing else.
Nothing else.
Doing that goal. I couldn't see nothing else. The thing, though,
is
a person in Greekdom, as a person that
come on, Greekdom,
the first
that part,
oh Lord,
black, historically black Greek organization in the world,
that part,
we still will be the coldest. And we actually having our day coming up this weekend.
Yes, Sunday to be exact, amen.
Sunday on December 4th.
Oh, yes. Damn.
Representing 100.
I know too many of y'all. I'm not doing this. Nope. God, I'm giving a shout out to all the other ones because I can't. Nope. Mm-mm. Got a cousin. Got friends. Nope. All y'all getting a shout out at once. Fuck y'all.
Like you go do ahead. Every fucking year. You saying it like it's going
to
surprise
I'm
us.
I'm taking too long. Facts. I got to get to the point, but we all represent 116 years of service.
Y'all can get one shout out.
Thank God. Distinguished man. Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity.
Y'all get one goddamn shout out.
I don't know how I feel about these honoraries. Man,
I'm here for it because that's what they've been
doing. But you don't.
That's what they've been doing. I don't. The men have nothing to say about it because we don't do it. The only people that do it are the Iotas, I believe, still in the Sigmas. Seriously, the Omegas. The Omegas, do they still do it?
No, I they do because they gave one to DL Hughley. They put that boy Anthony, what his name is, the black
Anthony
blackish,
Anderson.
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson
was an honorary.
Oh, okay, I didn't know he was honorary. Okay.
A couple.
Wait, when did they make them honorary of? Is the question.
They're just honorary members.
Honorary members of Omega Sci-Fi.
So like you have all the rights and privileges pretty much of the organization.
You can do everything without going through the shit.
No, I just wanted to know what Greek organization. That was my question.
Yeah, those are all Omegas that he named. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Okay. Yeah,
so they just been watering down the process.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But at the same token, like...
These motherfuckers don't even have college degrees. Not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them. But no. Because all the ones that male-wise, at least overall, usually do have a college degree. It's the females that don't.
No college?
Who?
Yeah, Hughley.
Well, he probably like the exception of the rule. A lot of them though have degrees that go through like the majority of them.
Did she even finish high school? I remember her from Fantasia. I know she got her GED.
Yeah, she got a GED. Yeah.
She wound up getting her GED.
But I will say this. I'm gonna just leave it there. The members the members of the organization though all collectively vote for their honorary members. As far as I will say that for S-Zero, they voted for these women to be a part of the organization, which means they vouched for them to be a part of the organization. So it's not like, our head people chose these people. We gonna show them up at the convention when y'all all come together, and this is who we finna put in. So it does have some significance to it as far as like continuously making, in a sense, honorary people, because they still go through like the ritual of like intake, like not the whole ritual, but you know, like rituals of the intake and stuff like that for their organizations, in a sense, like the ceremonial pieces, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they still go through that. I mean, they even had pictures of Angela Bassett and them doing for the Deltas. They did the same thing with Lettuce, who went through last year for the Deltas too. Mm-hmm. So like, it, the only one I think that we didn't see was the one with Audra Day. That's the only one we didn't get a chance to see, was hers. But yeah, but somebody said, I forgot who it was, it might have been Funky Dineva, that said in the comments on one of the Greek IGs, is like, so is the SG Rose new routine recruiting all the R&B girls? And I was like,
wow.
I was like, in a sense,
wow.
You can look at it that way, but it's really not. Because if you look at it, all the sororities have been recruiting R&B girls and actresses for the past four or five years.
Brandy, one of the ones.
Brandy
or Delta?
Yeah. No, she's not. She AKA. Her mom is.
I thought Brandy was a Delta. No, not that Brandy. I'm talking about the other.
Oh, Brandy. No, but Brandy ever pledged.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mercedes pledged.
No, not Brandy
yeah.
Norwood.
Oh, yeah.
Mercedes,
yeah.
Brandy.
Brandy,
yes.
Evans. Yeah, Brandy Evans pledged DSC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brandy Evans. She don't. She don't count in this conversation.
Okay.
Real.
Okay. She real. Okay.
She said what?
Made.
Yeah.
About this conversation.
But need to hear that. But so she yeah. But Brandy Norwood, her mom is AKA. She actually played something. And that's where Brandy got her honorary from. Actually,
gotcha. Okay.
That's what a convention was, I believe, that year. But yeah, I mean, I'm here for it, for the ladies' sake. However, I do wish, at certain times, I wish like our organization and the Kappas would do honorary members. I get why we don't, of course, but I do see why, how it could be beneficial to a degree for some of the organizations that are doing it now with who they're bringing in, depending on who they're bringing in, right? So for instance, the SG Rose don't ever have to worry about having Fantasia charge them arm and leg, completely arm and leg for another concert at conventions because she's a sorority member. Same thing with Spinderella.
Don't want her.
Mm-hmm.
Spinderella's also SG Rose honorary.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me tell y'all something.
The one thing I do appreciate about
business
that,
with this Greek them shit. Do not mix business with Greek them.
Oh, not at all. But it is beneficial for those organizations, yeah. Right? And I would also say,
did you pay your dues? Oh, okay.
Right. Because they do have to put in a certain amount of money too, continuing like keeping their honorary piece too. So like that's the benefit of it all, like monetary wise. Those people, I think their honorary dues are a little bit higher, if not, because they're making money. Right?
That'll be.
So
yeah.
I feel like it's like low key, like people want to do live memberships. I feel like it's got to be around that same.
As the only non Greek on this hair show, don't know about the financial dues anyway.
Well, child, the financial dues are the way the places keep kicking.
Exactly. Why the hell you think I made my fucking debut? The fuck? Shit, that was the only way I made it. Because my mama. Anyway, continue. Yeah.
So, because that's the money is the way the world goes around for everybody. So, y'all keep it cute if y'all want to, but the money is the way the world goes around, period. So, that's why people have regional, district, national conventions, because the money is what pours into the organization to keep the organizations going.
All that.
Amongst everything else. So, you know. Yeah, I'm just happy for it, though. I think it's a
SG Rose was a good look.
Yeah. I think it's a good look because I love SG Rose. I think they're so sweet.
Yes.
I definitely rock with them because they're some of the realest. Like for real, they gonna keep it real with you, whether they like each other all the time or not. They gonna keep it real with you, and I love the SG Rose that I know. So, but yeah, so that has been our episode. Jay Dillashay.
Dang, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of us, y'all.
Yeah, we covered some shit.
I'm proud of us.
We did. Definitely did.
I'm
gonna tell you this. So, do we have any positive shit? There's like positive notes that we need to
give
to these people for the month of
I definitely have one. If you don't,
some shit up.
I do. Okay, so positive notes of the day of the night.
How about that?
Okay, so my positive note, this is what I will say. It may not be your season, but be happy for those who are in their season.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word.
I actually like that. Mm-hmm. Tell you why, because ain't nothing wrong with motherfucking person.
Exactly.
And it ain't always about finances. What a motherfucker just with a word. Like
if they didn't got married, if they didn't finish something, you know what I'm saying? Right. If they've accomplished something that they've been trying to do for a very long time, right, it might not be your season, but celebrate your friend's season. Okay.
Yes. They win, you win, mother.
Amen. Exactly. Amen. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's my
Yes. Okay. That's good to me.
Mm-hmm. What you got, GGB?
Mine pretty long, but I got one. So it's just a reminder. It's actually a post I saw yesterday and I wanted to read it out because it's really dope. So it's a reminder that it's not too late. It's not too late to create boundaries. It's not too late to ask for help. It's not too late to remove those who are not adding value to your life. It's not too late to work on your healing process. It's not too late to start working on yourself. Bitch, it's not too late.
That was good to me.
It ain't too late until it's too late.
Never
too late.
So I'm gonna tell you mine. Whatever that shit you had going on in 2022, don't bring that shit over to
2022. Hey, leave it up. I'm sorry.
Hurry.
Because it's a year of refreshing.
Thanks.
When the new year comes around, you have the capabilities of starting over.
Yes.
Creating new goals.
Thanks.
Completing old goals if you didn't reach them all.
Yes. Come on, actual faithful. Yes.
And it's creating room for individuals that are like-minded and you can benefit from.
Yes.
You never want to be the smartest motherfucker in the room.
Nope.
So,
that's
fuck them in the past. Keep them in the future. Yeah.
Yes, that's good to me. Yes. Love it.
And that is another show of November's ending with the Vibrant Society Crew.
I know that's right.
Bye, bitches.
Bye, hoes.